We on daf mem ches amad aleph, and let us just go back to learn over the Gemara quickly to understand the Tosfos. We had had a memre of Rav Yosef bar Menuhin amar Rav Nachman, Reya Hasmucha Ledoif, and that was on the third shura of the Omid. Reya Hasmucha Ledoif ein choshesh in lo, if the Reya is dovuk to the Doifen, and the Shaila is, if the Sibbe is because of a Mak in the Doifen, or because of a Nekev in the Reya, you tell in the Doifen, ein choshesh in lo. Hel sots mochem, but if you see by the Mokem Adivuk there are sores, there are boils, so then is choshesh in lo, then you're achayish that the Sibbe of the dibuk is because of the reye, and the sumemele, and we're chayish, so that there was a nekev, and in a krum sholamach masamake cannot be soise. Now let's jump down to the middle of the omid. Umi omar Rav Nachman hochi. We're up to, if you look at the right, it's, you can see hagoes habach, where the hagoes habach starts. Umi omar Rav Nachman hochi. Did Rav Nachman say that, here it says, if there's hell sots mochim, choshesh in lo, that if you see a reyesa in the reye, then we're chayish that there was a nekev in the reye, and then the siche will not help. Umi omar Rav Nachman hochi, v'omar Rav Yosef bar Menuhin omar Rav Nachman, reyo shenikvo, if there's a nekev in the reye, v'doifen sois mosok sheira, and the daifen is soisim and is kosher. So here we see from Rav Nachman that even there is a nekev, but since the daifen is soisim, the nekev, there's no problem. And before he said, if I could attribute the nekev to the reya, is choshesh in lo. So, yeah. So the mas is like kasha. Hosam b'mokim revisim. Hocha shaloi b'mokim revisim. He says, Rav Nachman that said, Choshesh in lo, is speaking about Shalei b'makim revisa, where it is not narrow. There is a space between the Reya and the Doifen. So Mamelo, since it's not narrow, so the Sirche, that which will come out from the Nekev, is not secure, will not remain. So therefore, Rechoshes, if there's a nekev in the reya, the sicha will not be seisimit. But if it's b'makim revisa means where it is very narrow, so there the reya is very close to the daifin, so there the daifin is seisim the nekev, so there we're not afraid of the nekev, because we have a stime from the daifen that is close to the nekev. And then the Gemara asks, v'heichem makayim revisa, where is the makayim where the reye and the daifen are close together, they grow together? Chituchi da'uni, that's where the makayim chituch of the uni, that means before the umis start, the umis are the large lobes of the reye, before the mokim chitach duni, there is the mokim, there's a mokim tzar, and there we can be assured that if there is a nekev, it will be nistam through the siche that comes out. So since it's samuch to the daifen, it will be nistam. Gufa, now we're going to again explain this memre of Omar Rav Yosef bar Menuhin Omar Rav Nachman, Reya Shenikva, V'doifen Seismoso Ksheira. There's a nekev in the Reya, and the doifen is Seism the nekev. This is the Mokim Revise, this is by Chituch Edouni, so it's kosher. Omar Ravine said, Vohu de Sovich Bevisra. That is, Dafke, if the Sirche, of the that came out from the Reye is entangled, or al kaponim, this mokim that is attached to the doifen is sovich bebisra, it's entangled in the bisar of the tzlois. There's a very strong connection there. So then it is kosher. Amalei Rav Yosef l'Ravine, ve'ilai sovich mai. What is the din if it's not sovich? If it's not sovich, it's not, didn't get entangled yet. You have, it's close to the doifen, but it's not sovich. They didn't grow together yet. Mai treifa, so then you hold it treifa. Alma amrinon, nekuvehi. We say there's a nekev, and the nekev can only be niskan, can be fixed, if it grows together with the posa. That the sovich bebisra, that's how it gets niskan. That's how it gets nisrape. Ihochi, if that is the case, that means that you need, it should grow together in order for it to become nisrape, is ki sovich nami, safilu, it grew together, it should also be treif. Lasagna, we learned a baraisa, nikev by a krush shavcha, if there was a nekev in the git, it's possible, ibneishu shoyseis, because the zera is not yoyre kecheit, no, it just dribbles out, so memele, so he's not roi lahoylid, so that's the, he's possible lovi bekol. Nistam, what if this nekev became nistam? So now he's capable of being yere kecheitz kosher. Mibneishu hu meilet. Now he could be meilet. And the Baraisa says, vizehu psul shachoyza lachshere. This is a unique case that he was before posel of a bekol. And when the matzav changed, she became kosher of a bekol. But it's a miut. This is, it seems this is a unique case. Vizel lemuute mai. Vaisteis, you'll have a similar case. That there'll be a nekev, and the nekev will become nistam. It will not be kosher. My love, lemuute ki agavne. That before you had a nekev, and then it became sovich bebisrei. It became entangled to the bosa, attached to the bosa. There, it will not become kosher, even though now the nekev became nistam legamri. So it's a kasha and ravine. So the Gemara says, loy limutei krum sha'ola machmas make bereye da'ine krum. No, you're right, zehu is a miut. There is a case that there could be a nekev that is nistam, and that nekev, it's still treif, that's true, that's a diuk. The steamer will not be matter the treifus of the nekev. That's dafke if you have a krum sha'ola machmas hamake, you have a crust, you have a skip, that's ola machmas hamake, that is not secured to another chelik of the body of the behemoth. So there we say, this sirche, this krum will not last too long. So this is not called a permanent stime to the nekev, and we can assume that the behemah is a treife. But that's krum sha'ola machmas make, if it is not anchored to something else. Masha'en came over here, we have the reye that sovich bebisram, so this is anchored to the doifen, so this stime will remain permanently. So this stima is takemachshel. This is also a psul shachoyza lehechshele. This is what we had learned yesterday. So before we learn the Gemara further, let us just see Tosfos. Amar Ravine vuhu desavich bebisra. Ravine said that what Rav Nachman said, if there's a nekev, the doifen soismosok sheira. So Ravina said, you need that it should be attached and entangled with the bosa. And then that's called a permanent stime. Perish, what is the Taich? Sovich, Nechaz, Umsuvach, Heitev, Bebosor. It's mamish attached and entangled in the Bosor. The mamish attached one to the other. Gmeitzemer, Mesuvach, entangled wool. Ulahachi nokit sovich, v'loi nokit sorich. That means, sovich means it's much better attached, it's entangled in it. Sorich means that there was a sirche that came out, that means there was a sticky, gooey liquid that came out and attached one to the other, but this is not a permanent steamer. But Savich Bibischa, this is already a more permanent steam. That's what he said, Savich Bibischa. Ubechuvas Rapsar Sholem Goin Kosav. There's a chuva from Rapsar Sholem Goin. He said, Debein Sorich Visavich, Sai it is Sorich, and Sovich, it's both, you have it's entangled and it's a Sirche, Ubein Loi Sovich, or maybe it's not entangled, but it is Sorich Kshero. It is also kosher. So Rav Sar Sholem, there's different ways how to learn Pshat and Taisvis. This is from the Magidah Taisvis Rosh, we'll see this is Pshat and Taisvis. That Rav Sar Sholem is saying, Taisvis just said before that you need Sovich, according to Rabin, you need Sovich, v'loi Sorich. Sorich is not enough. Rav Sar Sholem said no, Sorich, if it's attached to the Daifin with a Sirche, since the Daifin is close, it's also good, fine. Ubein loi Sovich, but v'sorich, it is Sorich, kshay, period. That's one memre of Rav Sar Sholem, that he said that Rabino wasn't such a big machmer. The Taisa said he's a machmer, need Sovich. No, Sovich is also good. Then he says another memre, which is Amir de Kekula, V'les Hilchus Eke Rabino, we don't paskin like Rabino, Elek Rav Nachman, the Omar Reya Shenikva, V'doifin Soismoso Kshero, that you don't need anything. The daifen, since the daifen is close to the nekev of the reye, you don't need any attachment whatsoever. We have a built-in steamer. The daifen is oisem the nekev, finish. You don't need sorich, you don't need sovich. Ravina said a chiddush, and we'll see soon, the Rav Sar Sholem Lam Shat, Ravina is chaylik av Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, the doifen says Mosa. He didn't say more than that. The doifen is says in the nekev. Ravina said, no, you need, it has to be attached, and then with the sovich, or at least sovich, sovich is loved after, but you need, but we don't paskin like Ravina, Eleke Rav Nachman. Doma reish and nikva. The doifen says Mosa kshera. Umashme mi toich dvor. So now Toisvis is learning pshat. In Rav Sar Sholem, the Ravina lebo leforesh the borov shel Rav Nachman. Now, if the Rav Sar Sholem says we don't paskin like Ravina, so it seems elo ke Rav Nachman. We don't paskin like Ravina. We paskin like Rav Nachman. I mean, the way we learn pshat in the Gemara, there's no machlokes. Ravina is saying pshat Rav Nachman. You don't know like Ravina, so you don't, but not, don't say, we don't paskin like Ravina, only like Rav Nachman. So we see for Rav Sar Sholem, that there was a machlokes, Ravina, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, he said what he meant. Doifen says more, so there's a nekev, the doifen is next to the nekev, is a guten tog, that's sufficient. Ravina said, no, chas v'sholem, you need, it should be sovich to the basar. You need a and Rav Sar Sholem says we don't paskin like Ravina, we paskin like Rav Nachman. El esvara de nav shekama v'chein nire. And Taisa says, you know, we'll see the Rav Sashom said two chidushim. One chidush we don't paskin like Ravine, but the first chidush was that Ravine is chaylik Rav Nachman. Taisa says, I think he's right. V'chein nire. Mid the porich alei, the Gemara asked Akashe and Rav Nachman. Astira, we just started, with this Gemara. The Gemara says, Astira Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Hel sots mochem, that your choshish, that the siche is from the reyim, and it's treit, choshish in law. So the Gemara asked Akashe, I Rav Nachman said, Reye shenikve v'doifen sos mosa is kshere. The Gemara is the psastir in Rav Nachman. So the Gemara is speaking by, if it's speaking about, mokim revise, if it's speaking in the area where it's very close to the doifen, then that's where Rav Nachman said it's kosher. And then if it's not mokim revise, then it's reif. That was the kash and that was the terror. Now, so Taisu says, V'chein yom, the poch alei, del sats mochim choshe shenlo. V'yom Rav Nachman hochi, v'yom Rav Nachman rei shenikva v'doifin seis mosa ksheirom. So Mal says, it's talking about two matzovim. One matzov is where the, by mochim revise, and this is talking about after the mochim revise. So the Gemara could have said a posh to the teres. Le mishani hodisovich hodaleisovich. That means if you need a sviche, that means that amasay daifen say smosa doesn't mean it's an automatic steamer. You need that it should be sovich. That naivu the sovich bebisva. So let us say, so that's the whole Rav Nachman. So there's no kasha. Rav Nachman is talking about if it's without sovich, so then versteitzach, it's straight. You need sovich in order to kasha. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara only says, it matters if it's b'mokim revisa or it's not b'mokim rebusa. So weiss doch ois that Rav Nachman doesn't need sovich. Mon raya. Ba'oi midaporech Rav Yosef la Ravine. Rav Yosef asked Akashe and Ravine, how could you say that sovich is kosher? He's saying it's a neket, and if it's sovich is kosher, we hear a diuk, it says, by Khrushchev Chazeu, psu shachayza lakshero, this invites us not the psul of nekev bereya. He asks Akasha an Ravine. V'oid midapor Rav Yosef la Ravine, v'loy la Rav Nachman. Now, if Rav Nachman is explaining, if Ravine is explaining Rav Nachman, I mean, so it's not, Ravine is just saying, Pshat Rav Nachman. Mashmid del Rav Nachman, loy boy, loy sovich, loy sovich. Weißt du, an Rav Nachman there's nothing to ask, verkehrt. Rav Nachman said, doifin seis mosai. Rav Nachman says that as soon as it becomes a nekev, there's no problems whatsoever. Because you have a doifin that is seisim the nekev. So this is not doimit a krushovches. There was a nekev, and he was nifsalovi bekol, and then it was nistam, so it becomes kosher. That's a case that there was a psul that chayzel aksheire. Rav Nachman, the way Rav Sar Sholem says, and Tais wants to be gerait Rav Sar Sholem, Rav Nachman said that reish and ikve v'doifen sois mosay, it's kosher, so Rav Nachman means to say, there's no problem with the nekev. The doifen is there, and the doifen is oisim the nekev. So you never had a psul. So you can't be mamayit from a krushovche Rav Nachman. A krushovche there was a psul, and after the steam it became kosher. Rav Nachman says a nekev that's near the revise, the mokim revise, so the nekev never passes because you always have a doifen there. That is why Rav Yosef and ask Akash and Ravine. Ravine was the one that said, not the doifen is gone. You need it to grow together. And then it becomes, that's machsheret. Then I know that if it grew together, then it's good. So it comes out before it grew together. So then it's straight. When it grows together, then it becomes kosher. So that the Gemara is Akash and Ravine. From this paraisa by Khrushchev. Weid mit der Poch Rav Yosef und Ravine, wo leil Rav Nachman, masch mit der Rav Nachman, loi boi, loi sovich, loi sovich, bein eke peisel schom, she doifen so smosso. Period. So, Toysus, so, Rav Sar Sholem had said, that we don't paskin like Ravine, so he was agavuch and megalotos as a machlekes, Ravine, Rav Nachman. Toysus says, it's very much mistava in this nekudah. But, now the second, after he said it was a machlekes, and he said we paskin like Rav Nachman, we have a klal, we paskin like the basroi. Now Ravina Ravashi was the Seif Hayro, so if Ravina says you need Sovich Bebisra, so you need it. He says, no, we don't paskin like him, we paskin like Rav Nachman. Vishema, so Tosfos says, Shema Einzer Ravina Stome Shubachola Talmud. Maybe this Ravina is not the Ravina which we have in Hoshas. Shohoya Chaveiroi Shel Ravashi. He was the Chav of Ravashi. Shenoilad B'yoim Shemeis Rove. Midbo Rav Yosef Lohoshiv Al Devo. Now, so Tosfos says, as follows. Rabbi was a Talmud of Rav Yosef. Rabbi was a Talmud of Rav Yosef. When Rabbi died, when Rabbi was Nifter, Ravina was born. Now, here we have Rav Yosef asked Akasha to Ravina. Rav Yosef Akasha to Ravina, how can you say such a, thing that it becomes kosher, the Sviche? We learned a baraisa in the Tazayah. A modern maisa that Rav Yosef should ask Akasha and Ravina, who was a doer, he was born after his Talmud was Nifter. So that doesn't, we have, it's very modern. So Al Kochoch, we have to say that there's two Ravines. This Ravine is a different Ravine. He was a ben doer of Rav Yosef. So Memele, so that's the Teretz. So Taisa is Takasha, why don't we paskin like Ravini was a Basroi? So Taisa says this is a different Ravine. Vahraye, because Rav Yosef is Takasha, this is not a Ravine that was Seifei Ro, because he was first born after Rava was Nifta. That's what Taisa says. If Shema Einze Ravine Stomishu B'chol HaShas, Shechaveri Sharavash, Shneo B'yem Shemeis Rava. So someone, one of the Mephoshim says, so it's Merdik. Maybe it's not the same Rabbinah. Sure, it's not, it can't be the same Rabbinah. I mean, they say it's a Merdik Arayah. Rabbi Yosef is going to ask Akasha to this Rabbinah. I mean, so he says, very good. So he says, no, maybe it's not the same Rabbi Yosef. What's the, maybe it's a Rabbi Yosef who was Bizman Ravine. That could be. Could be it's the Ravine that we know, and it's not the Rabbi Yosef that we know. So he says, yeah, could be. But maybe it's not the same Ravine. I mean, we have to, someone over here is not the one we recognize normally in Shas. So Vishema, maybe it's not the same Rabbinic. Fine. Okay, this is Tshuva for Rav Sar Sholem Goy. Now, Taisvi says, Ubehilches Treifes Shal Rabbeinu Gershom Kosav. Now let's see what Rabbeinu Gershom Paskin. The Reye... Nasi Rav Sar Sholem Goyin was Meredik Meiko. He said, if it's Samach LeDoifen without any Sviche or Siche, it's kosher. Behilches Treifish Rabbeinu Gershom Kosav, the Reye Hasmucha LeDoifen, Reye Hasmucha LeDoifen. Af b'mokim revisayu, and that's where they're narrow. The uni usrucho usvucho, and it's attached. Asoi, it's rucho, svucho, it's everything. The basal shebein atzlois ay betzlois atzmon. So lechayre is doch gewaldig. I mean, is machosakan. It's gewaldig. We hold this is a real simach. I mean, it's in the right mokim. It's a revise. The mokim revise, and it's rucha or svucha. Svucha, svucha. The basal shebein atzlois ay betzlois atzmon. But kina lo benefiche. We're biting it. Don't be so assured that Shalom Yisrael. We're biting it. Now, how are you biting it? You're going to have a problem to be biting it. I mean, the vow we said till now, he said there's a nekev. Talk about a nekev. No, it's nistam because it's attached to the daifen. Now you can start cutting up. You can so we go and we buy the kid, but the kinele benefiche imatzloiks. So you take the ribs with it. You put everything in the water, and we don't want to separate this sviche or sriche. That's one way to do it. If you don't have such a big basin. That means it was attached to the bosa of the daifen, the bosa ben apslois. So we take away the bosa of the daifen, and we have now here the reye that's sovuch to the bosa. We have the reye with a whole chunk next to it, and we test it, menafchim lo. Im oile benefiche ksheire. If it's oile benefiche, it's kosher. The kiven shahasirche kayemes v'saysemes kol hanekev lo yisparek oid kiven the mokim revisayu kaime. Now, bachsach mir, taisvis, lochere, it's mordik modern over here. This frumkeit of the Rabbeinu Gershom. I mean, the Rabbeinu Gershom, the Gemara says, Ravina, the biggest machma, Ravina said that, we're talking about this a nekev, Ravina said, if it's sovuch, it's soysim the nekev, finished. Maybe it's Taisu says it's hailach v'chozik, if it's one is next to the other, and it's b'mokim revisen, and it's sovuch, it's meiradik, you have a good steamer. No, we have to be nefeyach. So, I mean, why do you need this for? What do you expect to... So, Dachsach Mir, Rabbeinu Gershom was chayish for one thing, and that's what I mentioned, the kivin she'asiche kayemes v'soysemes kol hanekev. Lo yisparikoy. That there's one shaila that Rabbeinu Gershom had, which they weren't mevara. That means that's true. This steamer won't be misparik. It's anchored to the daifen. It's sovach. It won't be misparik. But who says it was soysim the whole nekev? Maybe there's a mashu of the nekev that wasn't nistam from the sirche. So that means, so whatever we have, you're right. The steamer that we have is anchored to the daifen, it won't separate. This is going to remain. But maybe the sicha wasn't soysim the whole nekev. Maybe there's a mashu, nekev pasels b'mashu. Maybe there's a mashu that wasn't nistam from the sicha. So therefore the Rabbeinu Gershom says you have to be nefeich the reya to see. Now we're 100% sure. Ubekuntes perish the sovach bebisre, hainu davke bebosso shebein atzlois, avu betzlois atzman loi. That's not like the Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom himself said that the tzlois is also sufficient. There is bosso bein atzlois and there's bosso and atzlois. And he said, and atzlois is also enough. Rashi said davke bosso bein atzlois. Let's go further in the Gemara. This for the bosa, this. Yes, it's either the bosa bein hatzlois or it's bosa al hatzlois. And there's basar on the tzlois also. There's some basar on it. But it could be it's not so much basar. Rashi says maybe some of the, there's more basar bein tzlois and ala tzlois. But there's basar ala tzlois also. Yeah. Zok the Gemara weiter. Bekitzer, let us go back to Rav Nachman's achidish. Rav Nachman said achidish. Or Ravina, whatever we have, that they said that if you had a nekev in the Reye, there was nistam through the doifen, or through the sviche to the besar ha-doifen, no problem. It's kosher. It's nistam. Maskiv lo Rav Ukve Bachomas. Rav Ukve Bachomas takashe. Ilo inkiv Bedoifen lahade mai. He says, what'll be the din? You have a stima of the doifen. What happens if there gets now a hole in the doifen? It's a hole in the doifen, that means the doifen is blocking the neck of the reya. Shalom Yisrael, never separate. Now, what if you find that in the doifen there's a neck? There's a neck in the doifen. So there's an ekiv in the daifin, so the dover hasaisim is knuckle. So what would be if there'll be an ekiv in the daifin? So Mamel, we just lost our steamer, and Rav Nachman said that the daifin could be saisim the nekiv. Rav Nachman said the daifin could be saisim the nekiv. So we said, but what would be if there'll be an ekiv in the daifin? So you lost your steamer. You lost your steam. So Memele, so that's not, if the steam is the daifen, now there's a nekev in that place where it was soisim the nekev of the reyes, so then it should be treif. So yes, makashe. Ilo inkev bedaifen lahade, if there'll be a nekev in the daifen, in the place where it soisim the nekev, what's it in? Treife. So listen, Nikuvas Hadoifen. So the Mishnah speaks out all the cases of treif, all the cases of a nekev that is matriv, and the dakim and the reye. I got a new one. If there's a nekev in the doifen, and the parentheses in the doifen was saysim the nekev of the reye, so it's also treif. But I have a new place that the Mishnah didn't speak about. If there's a nekev in the doifen, it'll also be treif. The litai meich, so the Gemara says, I'll ask you a different kasha. Ho di omar, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, moro shenikva. We hear this before. If there's a hole in the moro, in the gallbladder, the kovet soisim osok sheiro, and the kovet is soisim the nekev in the moro, it's kosher. Now, let me ask the same kasha. Ilu inkev kovid lahade. What will be if there'll be a nekev in the kovid, opposite the nekev of the mori? My treife. So, let me ask you a kasha. Listening, so you have the same kasha. Listening nekuve sakovid. So you have another case of that a nekev is matrif. If the kovid became nokov. Elo. So what's the teret to that kasha? Ki nikva, you're right, you're 100% right. If the kovid will be nikiv, and this the kovid was saisim the nekev of the mora, and now there's a nekev in the kovid, so you lost your stima in the mora. The lav min nei mitrefe, but the treifes is not because of the kovid. The treifus is through because of this nekev in the kovet. Now, so I have a morosh and nikva. I said already that a morosh and nikva is possible. It's treif. So like Tony, it didn't say the kovet and nikva. A kovet and nikva, there's no new talfus of kovet and nikva. If the kovet was saisim the mor and the kovet was nikva, so the talfus is because it's a morosh and nikva. Achinami, given the lav mi nei mitrefa, the same thing over here. Rav Nachman said that that Reyes Nikva v'Doifen Sais Masa. He said that it's kosher because the Doifen is Saisim, the Nekev of the Reyes. So yes, the kosher, so why does the Mishnah say if there'll be a Nekev and the Doifen will be treif? Because if the Nekev and the Doifen won't be treif because of the Doifen, it's because of the Reyes. We said already that the Nekev of Reyes is treif. Let us see Rashi. Maskev, hash the damre nekev ubrei, el shadoifen seis mosoi, ile in kev doifen lahadoreye keneged nekev oreye. Laachas man, my, so what will be if there will become now a nekev in the doifen? What will be the din treif? Dos or lost him as doifen, lisni ve masnis in the kuvas ha doifen badisha treifes, desh behemish and nitrefo bekachtes, abeim dal be nitraf, if there was a nekev in the doifen. So what's the teretz? I told them, Lama Yeshi, the same kasha. Let it say in the Mishnah, if the kovid was nikev, keneged, the nekev of the mora. So let it say in the Mishnah, nikivas a kovid. So the teretz is the lamine mitrefo. The tarfis machmas is there. So he also the lamine mitrefo, the tarfis machmas reyebo. Yeah. Tafes machmas reyebo. Look to Gemara weiter. Amaise. Rav Yitzhak bar Yosef. No, before. Boi minei Rabbe bar Bachone mishmu. Rabbe bar Bachone est a shayla from Shmu. Helsa tzmochim mau. Now tzmochim are types of sores, boils. And the reye. Yev the reye is full of these growths of some sort. They're sores or boils. Amalei kshere. It's kosher. It's kosher that this is not, this doesn't hamper the function of the reye. It's kosher. Amalei, so Rabbi Baba Chona told Shmuel, Afani Yomekein, I also hold it's kosher. Ele she Talmidim mizdanzin badova. But the Talmidim amachma, they megamgim. The Omer Rav Masne, because Rav Masne said, Malye mugla treife, if it's full of pus, it's treife. Mayim zakim ksheir, if it's full of a clear liquid, not a pussy liquid, it's kosher. So you see there's a member of Ramas, and it seems these tzmochim have pus in them, and so if it's full of these tzmochim, so it's full of pus. And Ramas says it's treif. Amalei. So Shmuel told them, Ahi bekuyit. Ramasna is not talking about tzmochim and the reye. He's talking about this pus in the kidney. That's something else. In the reye, there's no problems if there's pus. So they held that it's kosher. Now we have an interesting maise. Rab Yitzchok bar Yosef avakozel basrei d'Rab Yirmiya b'shuke de tapchi. Rab Yitzchok bar Yosef was going together, or behind, Rabbi Yirmiya, b'shuke de tapcha, they were going to the shuk of tabochim, the marketplace of the butchers, the shochtim. Chazanu lahanoch de kaimi tzamchi tzamchi. So they saw a lot of reyes that were hanging, full of these sores and these blisters, and the amalei, Rabbi Yitzchok bar Yosef wanted to find out what Rabbi Yirmiya holds, if it's kosher, if it's not kosher, but he wanted to ask him in a tactful oifen. Amalei leiboi marunze, wouldn't you like a piece of meat? These lungs, they're hanging these lungs over here, maybe you should buy a piece of meat. Amalei, he didn't want to get involved. Lastly, priti, I don't have any money. I mean, I like a piece of meat, I don't have any money. Amalei akvon. And no way, I have credit by the butchers. I don't know if you have credit, but I have credit by the butchers. And I'll buy you a piece of meat. No problem. Amalei me'evid loch. What should I do for you? Let me tell you something. Chi'osi lekami d'Rab Yochanan. When people have these sores, these boils on the reyes, they come to Rab Yochanan with the reyes, they show it to him. Mishadalu lekame d'Rab Yehuda b'rei d'Rab Shimon. He says, I'll tell you where to go to. You go to Rab Yehuda b'Rab Shimon. the Moiribo Mishmeida Rabbalosa Barab Shimon Lateya. Rabbi Yudze Barab Shimon has a Mesoire, seems from his brother, that is Mutter, the Smochem are nothing. The Leilai Svirlai, Rabbi Yochanan did not hold it straight. If Rabbi Yochanan would hold it straight, he wouldn't sell it to a Rav Amachshel. Rabbi Yochanan didn't know. So he said, someone asked him a Shaila, he says, go to this Rav is vacant in these Inyonim, and ask him the Shaila. But Rabbi Yochanan himself, since he didn't have a Mesoiris, he didn't want to be Meikel. So that's why. So you want I should buy the meat? I'm not going to get involved in this meat. Rabbi Yochanan didn't know if it's kosher or not. Let us see Taisus. Tzmochin manlats, these are sores, boils. Miz danzin badova megamgemin de mefakpik, the tamidama mefakpik. Tzmochim ein mugla, in these tzmochim there's pus. Leiboy marumtze, leitzay ledas im yachshiren im lav. He wanted to know if he's machsheret. Leslie priti decheyoye. He said, I don't have any money, let's get to, he didn't want to get involved. Akfanano, atabochim yakifu li bamone, the tabochim will lend me. They trust me, kamay chembeni makiv loshen amone. But lele svirile Rabbi Yechon, le svirile lachshuri. Rabbi Yechon does not hold it to be machsheret. He doesn't feel capable of being machsheret. Mitrev nami lahav atorif lo nelai, le shmi alay merabe. He didn't have a messiah from his Rebbe. By the smachim, some amele, but leader, he said that what he doesn't know, and there's a rope that says he does know, he has a messiah, so he sent him to them. Let us see Taisvis. Leila muti krum sholamach mesmake bereye, that's the zehu. Ochanabi mosamay melamute shleibe mokim revisayu, but that it's also not chayzal akshayre. Helse tzmochim mau, omoloi kshayre. That was when Rabbi Baba Chana eshmu, behoda omolo el, choyshishin lo, hainu bisrucha ledoifin, the mukhamilse shasilche machmas nekev. That means, here we're not talking about a sirche. A sirche originates from a nekev. That means it oozes out from the nekev, and so if there's a nekev, it's a bitteri geshef. But here we're talking about, there's no sirche. There's only tzmochim. We only have these tzmochim, these growths on the reye. So that could be, that is no problem whatsoever. This is b'chol not a simen that there's a nekev. Before we're speaking about the reya smucha ledoifen, was speaking about those attached to the doifen, there was lecha that came out, there was a sicha, there you have to, it's a different problem. Zikta gemara noch amaise, omar rove, ki have maskinon basre der Rav Nachman, bishuke de gildoi. This was the marketplace of the gildoi, Rashi says, Tatsonim, those who work in leather, those who are working in this marketplace. Bomri lo, Bishuki de Rabbonon, they were walking in the marketplace of the Rabbonon. So it's very modern, what's the marketplace of the Rabbonon? So there's Rabbeinu Gershom over here, look in the Rabbeinu Gershom. Bishuki de Rabbonon, Shuki de Rabbonon, Mizavninin Chevtsayu. A shuk where the rabbonon sell their wares. They sell their things. So what's pshat in this? So dachzmer pshat is, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, that for a Talmud Chochem, the Gemara says, Amerdike Maise, for a Talmud Chochem, noket le shuke. That means that, as covered a Torah, if a Talmud Chochem has something to sell, so there were machers, no one is able to sell till they sell what they have to sell, then they go back learning. And finish, so they should have their panos. This is a kavodat Torah, which Dachsmi the Rambam, who in Pirkei Ovis is Mizraim and Talmidei Chachomim taking money, supporting them. But this, he says, this is Zichra Dovah Hamuter. This is a kavodat Torah that you give them, they have the market, and in order that they should be able to that to be able to be done and over with the selling whatever they have, then they'll be able to go back and learn. So I think that's what Rabbeinu Gershom means. Shuki the Rabbonu Mizavnin Chetzai. Bekitzer Chazu Hanech the Kaimon. I think it's Kenoidi Kenoidi. There they saw Reyes with growths on them. Kenoidi Kenoidi is a Rashi. Tzmochim Gedolim Kenoidim, like pitchers bereya. There were big growths that were growing on the reya. Oma Luhu Veloimidi. He didn't tell them anything. So Maistais, nothing wrong with it. Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi avacholvi b'shuki de Tverye, chazi hanech de kaimi tinri tinri. There was tzmochim. What does Rashi say? Tinri tzmochim gdoilim mekenoidi. Ukvar hukshu kisela, their heart is a rock. The elu hein oisin amitzuyin bebeim shalom. The rabbeim also have this. That's these big growths that we have on the reya. That's an rabbeim also bereya. Veim areim deim lereya or deim kemare mugle. Belav heinu autumn bereya that we had before. The autumn ain't shom tzemach. By autumn there's not a growth. There's not a sow. Veinu mishtana min areya. Elu shein oilu benefiche. There's some pus inside that it's not able to blow up. But over here, al kaponim, these are growth, v'loy omru luhu, v'loy midi, so it would seem that there's no shayla, even though they don't look too tempting, but there's no shayla and huchas treifis about these sores or growths or boils that grow on the rei. Now we'll start going into a new sugya. Itmar machat shenimseis bereya. They found in the, let's see what Rashi says, Machat shenimtzeis bereya, ve'ein hareya nekuva mibachutz, ve'ein haruach yoytzei mimeno. We don't see a nekev in the reya, we take out a lung. Now in the besar hareya, we see a needle there. We don't see any nekev in the reya, Ve'ein haruach yoytzei mimeno. We blow up the reya and nothing comes out. So now we'll see what the shaila is. Machat shenimtzeis bereya. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Chanina Machshri. They say it's kosher. Rabbi Shimon bar Lokish, Rabbi Moni bar Patish, Rabbi Shimon bar Eliyakim Talfi. They say it's treif. So what's the machlokes? So the first thing I wanted to say, leim b'hokim miflegi. The machlokes is as follows. The mar sova chesoren mibifnin shmei cheson, that if there is missing some of the bisar hareya, the bosar in the reya, some of it is missing, and Rashi says if you have a metal object in the reya, this will cause the bosar to decay. It's going to be missing some bosar. So the one who says, the mouse of Achsamba Bifnim Shmeichason, Rabbi Shlish Lokish says it's treif. This means to say, if the nekiv, it was kinda shvise in the reya, so Mistoma Achelik of the Boso, got disintegrated, so Yevachason Bifnim, Umar Sova Leishmeichason, and Rabbi Echnold, Achsamba Bifnim Leishmeichason. That's what the Gemara wanted to say. So the Gemara says, loy. No, that's not the machlekes. The kulal mechason mebifnim, loish mechason. That there is missing some of the meat of the lungs, that's no chason. Bahoche, bahoka miflegi. Mar sovar simpune nokat vaasoi. Mar sovar nekuvi nokat vaasoi. Amoyradike machlekes. Let us see Rashi. We'll try to elaborate. Let's see Rashi. Zok Rashi. Chesorim mibifnim shabarzel oichol abosol. The iron and the eats up the meat of the reya. Svivoysov kshesoyesham. If you have metal that's staying there, so the chelik of the besar reya will get eaten up. Mechasoy. some want to say that that's the machlokes. Chesah me bifnim shmei chesah. Some more says achigas in loy. The kol alma loy shmei chesah. Everyone knows loy shmei chesah. The achi yakim nalel. Before we said that and daf mem zaynem at beis, the achshri reish and nishpecha kikitay. That we had before that if the whole besar horeya became liquefied, so it's also kosher. So memele, so that's the zikha called a chasaron. You're missing the besar horeya. Let's skip the second raya. We'll have to know the gemara later. So what is the machlokes? So the machlokes is, we have to play detective. How did this machat get into the reya? That's the shaila. So mar sova simpoine nokat v'osa. That this machat went direct to the simpoine. What does that mean? Derech hakone nichnas, and the sichas chulam brings a very good picture over here. You know what happened over here? A behemoth does not breathe in a needle in through his nostrils. It doesn't work like that. He swallowed the machat, so it goes to the koneh. It goes to the veishet. But sometimes shema yagdim koneh leveishet. Sometimes that's why a sebes you don't make a sebes, because sometimes when the koneh could open up and the food that's going to the veishet go to the koneh. So memela, we're afraid that this, we'll see, this is a kulah. We assume that the behemoth swallowed a machat, and the process of swallowing is in the middle of talking or doing something else, and the koneh was open, and the machat went through the koneh. It went directly through the koneh into the reya, without any damage whatsoever. We examine the reya. We look at the reya, we don't see one hole in the reya. So how did it get into the reya? So the circumstantial evidence tells us it must have come through the koneh. I mean, if there's no hole, we don't see a hole. Now between you and me, could be there is a hole, we don't see it, maybe it was nistam. But, ein ledayin el masha ein avrois. We don't see a hole. Now, we don't see a hole, so can't show you la ben, so how did the machat get into the reya? So, mistomet, that's what happened. When it was swallowing, so the opening of the con opened up, it went into the con, it went into the reya, now it's in the reya, it's resting in the reya. So there's no problem with us. Let's see what Rashi says. Simpoine derech hakone nichnas, ubo bisimpoineis. That means from the koneh goes into the simpoines. I mean the simpoines leboso. Umikol mokim krumachitzem leinike. There was no holes in the krumachitzem. That means the now it's resting in the besar. It's resting in the besar areya, but there's no holes in the krum of the areya. This is a little somewhat the mice to assume that this happened. This could happen once in 10 years, at least. I feel a hochi, but let's face facts. Hoil the Issa Lareya come on. We have the Ray in front of us. The Loy Chazin in the Inkva. We don't see an Ekev. Could be this one, but we don't see it. Al Kochach, so Al Kaponim, the way we see it, Al-Kochach came down. There's no nekev, so Al-Kochach came down through the simpainis. Maybe it came another way, but we don't see that. So samazay to be magzik areyes, maybe we'll see there's another way. Could have come into the reyes, but we don't see anything that shows that this happened. We don't have to be Marzik HaReyes. That's what Rabbi Yochanan held. And Reish Lakish held, no, 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 no. This is not such a Shrichtike Sach, that that the kone was open, b'shaste, the machet was in its mouth, and it flew down the kone. No, no, no. We assume most of the times the behemah swallows, so it goes through the veshit. That goes to the veshit. So the nekuvi nokiv, derech ha-veshit bo, v'nichnas, shein derech ha-kone livloye. The kone doesn't swallow. So the machat al-kochoch came to the veshit. Now, how did this machat get into the reyah? That's a good kasha. So I'll tell you what happened. The nikvo es adakin. Now, when the machat came, it went through the whole, all the four stomachs, and then it went out to the dakin, to the intestines. The nikvo es adakin, so it made a puncture the dakin, the yotzo, and it went out, now it's the nikvo es kruma reye, the nichnas l'soicho. And the Sichas Chulin is a very nice picture. If you follow the arrows, you'll see the exactly how the machat came in. So memele, so that's what happened. So memele, that's the machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds that if you don't see a nekev, I'm somebody can machloikis though. I mean, it's not shchiach that this should happen, but I don't see a nekev. So I should say, maybe I don't see good. Maybe there is a nekev. Maybe it's nistam. Maybe there's a kuf. Maybe I don't see. Machzakinin reyes bezdiloy machzakinin. You don't see a nekev, so don't redzachayna katzenboich that there is a nekev. So memele, so there's no nekev. So how did it get here without a nekev? Alkochel came through the kone. And Reish Lakish says, no, this is not a psashchir tikazach. So memele, So you have to assume that it came through the veshit and was made a nekev in the dakim, from the dakim to the rei, and that's how it got into the rei. Now just let's finish the Rashi we skipped over. Voidi garsin in the kulam shmeichason. The Gemara wanted to say if there was such a girsa that every no shmeichason inami simpune noket va'ozel k'demeforish. I feel it will attribute that it came there through the simpanius, mikomach kim shanimtze bepsah hareye, yev shebelei chesorin, ke defrishes ad zich is a chesorin. And if you'll tell me everyone holds chesorin, that a chesorin bebefnim is a shmei chesorin, so it should zich be treif out the chesorin that occurs to the psah hareye.